Oh, look who's walking in. You know that face. Look who just walked into our studio.
It's Greg Proops.
Greg Proops.
Hello, everybody.
Comedian Greg Proops. People, you know him from Whose Line Is It? Thank you for stopping by. It's very nice of you. I'm glad you came in. Sit down. We're talking about fear, Greg. We're talking about fear. Do you live in fear?
I rarely experience that because I'm shallow and self-absorbed. My only fear is that I won't succeed on the level that I deserve and that other people will don't deserve it.
How's that going? Do you think that that fear that you just described right there, which is my almost every waking moment, is somehow stopping where you want to go, stopping the path to the direction you want to be taking?
Quite possibly. I hadn't thought it that far. What I thought of was that other people were doing better than me and that somehow that was stopping me from getting forward.
So it's the other people that are in your way.
I'm almost certain it is. And the people that make the decisions because they're not smart enough to see the shining genius of my ideas.
Well, I think you're a genius. We're talking about port security a bit.
I'm joking, of course, for the listeners who've just tuned in. I know some of them are liberal.
Yeah.
And so the sense of humor can be a little wonky sometimes. This guy's really into himself in a Terry Gross way, I think.
Believe me, you're on the right show for being into yourself.
Yes.
I like that your glasses are constantly tinted. I've always appreciated that about you.
I don't want to see the crowd. I've told them this as well. In a dark nightclub with the tinted glasses, you can barely see them at all.
Now, let me ask you something. You're from San Francisco. We're all from San Francisco. When you drive over the Bay Bridge, I lived there for a couple of years, and you look at those containers. Do you have the moment? Do you have the moment where you're like, "What's in the containers? Are you afraid?"
Well, there's virtually no security anywhere in any waterway system in the United States.
Exactly.
I have had that moment. I don't think I dwell on it as long as you do. If you didn't have gainful employment as a comedian and radio personality, I dare say you might drive that van that used to go up and down Van Ness that says John Lennon was killed by the CIA at the behest of the MI5 and Bigfoot was complicit in a...
He was. I don't know what the hell's so funny about that.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. So I don't know that I'm as paranoid about the containers, but I do love the Dubai deal because it combines audaciousness with stupidity, and those are my two favorite. When your political stock is this low, to crack that one out that clearly is going to align both sides,
audaciousness,
like nothing else could.
Audaciousness with stupidity. It's that weird line that George Bush lives on, the difference between stupidity and courage. It's all a matter of what actions you take.
Who would do at the end of 2 months of bitch slapping from everyone who would go, by the way, we're going to let Al-Qaeda run everything now. I hope that's cool with you.
Not a problem, man. Yeah. Just let that container on by. Yep. Why is it talking? Hey, Jim, are you going to play us out of this segment?
Oh, yeah.
Is that going to happen?
I got a special song here.
Oh, it's a special song for the San Francisco crew.
Love in Mark is easy because he's beautiful. Doot-doot-doo. Come on.
La 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 la. I can't sing my own song, can I?
La 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 la.
877-520-1150.
You're listening to a man who, when threatened by predators, can inflate his body to within three times its normal size. Mark Maron!
And now back to a man who once sailed around the world in his three-masted schooner, the Snark, Mark Maron.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you. It's 23 past the hour. Welcome aboard. It's Progressive Talk, AM 1150. You can go to markmaron.com. That's markmaron.com to check in with the show. We're taking calls in a minute, 877-520-1150. If you'd like to talk to my buddy Greg Proops is here.
Hello, peoples.
From Whose Line Is It Anyway? I watch that show sometimes. I got to be honest with you. You're the funniest guy. You're the funniest guy on the show.
Thank you very much.
I'm serious.
I appreciate that.
And you're also on a new show. What's the new show you're on?
We were on a show called Green Screen.
Yeah, that's the one.
I don't think they're showing green screen much anymore. I think you're better off with Whose Line Reruns at the current juncture. And, of course, my fabulous live schedule, which is all-encompassing.
Do you have a website?
Yeah, gregproops.com. Eponymous.
Oh, very nice. Now, here we go. Let's do this soon. You know, I find that it really seems to help when I write things down, folks. And lately, I've been writing all my thoughts in the form of letters. So if you don't mind, I'd like to share with you my latest letter to God. Are you there, God? It's me, Mark, do you like me? Really? Be honest.
Okay, define like. I mean, come on, Mark. They're all types of likes. I mean, that's just a hard question to answer, you know? It's an indefinable thing, right? I mean, what does anyone really mean by like?
Like, as in affection.
Okay, no. I don't like you. Happy now? Why do you always have to push things?
Oh, okay. Thanks, God. I guess.
Isn't that touching? Isn't that touching, Greg Proops?
That's sweet, man. I love that you reach out to the higher power.
Jim Earl is here from back in the day. Can I tell the story that I always like to tell about
yes,
my first...
Please.
I was with Greg Proops. There used to be a show that was out of San Francisco. It was a morning show called The Alex Bennett Show. And generally, they'd have three comics on that show to, you know, help Alex along. And by the time I got there, Alex basically just sat there saying, I'm sick. I think I'm sick. Are you sick? Do you feel sweaty? When do you get
There's
your prostate
a bulging
check?
Land under my left arm. And
so
I...
that was the entire show. And they used to do live shows. And one time, Greg and I were on the show. I think it was me and you and Matt Weinhold and someone else. And it was down at Cobb's Comedy Club. This is 6 in the morning. Greg comes up to me and says, hey, you want to smoke? So at that time, I said, sure, that sounds like a great idea, 6 in the morning to smoke some Greg Proops pot. So I did that. And I don't think
you
I
will be.
Yeah.
You will be.
I don't think I said an entire word the entire show. I sat there paralyzed with fear and Greg just saying, what's the matter, Mark? How do you feel? You feel good? And I think that was the morning that you actually said to me, I invented you, Mark Maron. Yeah. That was a good day. Really
appreciate you were glassy eyed, man. You were from the movie Half Baked. You were an extra in that movie.
Those days are so far behind me, I can't even remember what pot looks like.
That was a good time.
I'm not being righteous about it.
No, I don't blame you. It looks like Lucille Ball's hair. flaming red.
The stuff that you get. I know the riff.
Took you back.
I definitely do.
Took you back.
Jim Earl from back in the old days when he was with the vaudeville team Lankin Earl.
I was just doing one of his routines back to him based on your letter to God. Lankin Earl used to do a very funny What If God Hosted a Radio Show routine.
Can you hum a few bars?
Of course.
No, I can't do that.
Why not?
You're crazy. It takes two people.
Well, Greg's right there.
You have to get Barry Lank. You know,
there is a union thing with Barry.
Oh, that's true. There actually is a union thing with Barry. Yeah.
My favorite line was, you go, this is the almighty, this is the deity, this is the all-knowing and beginning and the end. I can't remember the exact words. I'm God. I'm hosting tonight. Let's take some calls. Hello, you're on the line. Yeah, is Dave there? No, this is God. I'll call back when Dave's there. That was my favorite.
He used to be funny.
I'm still funny. You just don't let me.
He had a...
he's already rebelling.
Rebelling?
What are you talking about?
What, do I have a collar on me now?
No, I don't know what the hell that's about.
I don't know.
I'm so glad.
I just want to say it's a great honor being here.
Oh, my God. This is only going to get better. As this relationship unfolds, I can only see this getting better. We got a few calls lined up. Some people want to say hello to Greg. It's 877-520-1150. If you'd like to call us... Again, I keep looking at these lovely flowers. You see these, Greg? Sally of Burbank sent me these flowers.
Those are perfectly charming. What a wonderful launch to your new career here in Los Angeles with James.
I know, with James Earl. Isn't it wonderful? And she was a fan of the morning show, and I think I'm just going to leave these here. I hope Stephanie Miller likes flowers. I don't see how anybody could walk into the studio and see those and go, oh, great. Great!
Who left this colorful bouquet of uplifting
what
things?
What a bastard! All right, so we'll be back with Greg Proops in just a minute. Jim Earl is here. And that's what's going to happen. Give us a call, 877-520-1150, LA's Progressive Talk.
And now back to the guy VH1 never calls for those list shows, Mark Maron.
Thank you, Jim. You're listening to Progressive Talk, AM 1150. It's 35 past the hour. That's Jim Earl. My guest tonight is Greg Proops, a comedian. You've seen him on Whose Line Is It Anyways? You've seen him on Drew Carey's Green Screen Show. He's doing a live show down at Largo.
March 28th.
A live talk show with?
John Bryan is the band. John Bryan won a...
Genius.
Kanye West won a Grammy for Best Album, and John West, Bryan produced that album. Kanye West said, I'd like to thank God and John Bryan. I want to thank John Bryan for making me a better person. Oh, and my mother.
That's so interesting. I got to listen to this record. I've never listened to it. I got to listen to that because he's like a pop genius, right? He's done great soundtracks. He's done incredible production work. Didn't he produce? Who else does he produce?
He did a couple of tracks for Fiona Apple, and then she did another producer.
Oh,
on their
right,
album.
That record. Yeah.
Rhett Miller has a new album out, and he did a song on that. Marianne Faithfull did a record last year, and he did, I think, the best song on the record because it's so weird and moody. And he did Huckabee's, I Heart Huckabee's soundtrack, Magnolia.
Genius guy. We got a couple calls. Let's take a couple calls. These people have been hanging out, and they seem to want to say hello to you. Philbert in Los Angeles, how are you, buddy? What's going on?
I just want to say hello to you, Mark. But I mainly want to just – I have an issue with Greg. I saw him perform recently, and not to say where because I don't want to give my whereabouts. But he was making fun of Dick Cheney, and I just want to say I'm a Republican, and Republicans, we've been taking a lot of heat these days.
Come on, you can't. You got to be – are you serious?
Am I serious? Hey, listen, I'm talking to Greg here.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Listen, I went to a couple of shows. Some friends dragged me in, and Greg was putting down Hunters. He was putting down Cheney. He was putting down Republicans. We've been taking a lot of heat these days.
Thank God. It's about time.
You people have been calling us like...
Oh,
Greg
God.
Called us corrupt. He called us incompetent.
Good.
He called us mercenary, and he called us...
You're characterizing... First of all, I didn't say any of those exact words. Well, and secondly, I dare say that you're hazarding that you saw me lately and that I made fun of Cheney rather than... Specific, since you won't say where you saw me, and I know where I've played in the last 2 weeks.
Philbert, come on, you got to be honest. How can you not take the
comedian,
heat? How can you not take the heat? It's become ridiculous. The fact that you're a self-admitted conservative still, given the crap storm that you guys are taking, which you deserve, with all the evidence that's out there, how could you even be proud to call yourself somebody who would be a Cheney apologist, even as a reasonable conservative? How can you even be proud to call yourself that?
Well, I think there's just bad perception.
Oh, come on. Bad perception.
I think it's really essentially a communications issue. We just haven't been good at promoting our real agenda.
Oh, yeah, you guys are really having a hard time with promotion. You're hilarious. You guys.
Can I ask you a question?
Hold on. Philbert,
Greg, you unfortunately were making fun of Republicans being homophobic. But the problem is that we haven't been able to get our agenda across because we've been...
That's hilarious.
May I ask you a question, Philbert? What would you have me make fun of? I'm a comedian, and Dick Cheney shot someone in the face and then report it to the police. Yeah, for... 18
hours. We don't need to waste time with him. Because
what am I supposed to make fun of?
Republicans are homophobic. Dick Cheney is an evil bastard who's been proven to be the most secretive.
I am not saying we're not homophobic. What I'm saying is we have been distracted from that issue when we really when we really should be focusing on
you should just be trying to focus, period.
My job
thanks
is
a lot.
Exactly.
Thanks, Silver. Thanks a lot.
Jokes.
Thanks a lot, buddy. Thanks.
Is that kind of the level?
That's all right.
I can prove that was not Greg Proops.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Empirically.
Did you tell Philbert to tip his waitress over?
But you know what's hilarious is this guy is saying he...
Then it was him.
I don't even understand.
He's right.
I don't understand. That guy couldn't be for real.
That's
and I think
I
he
think.
Was. That
really?
Was what was... I think he was for real.
Well, I played New York last week and Chicago the week before. So you might have seen me in either of those two places. But the fact that he was unwilling to say that. And two... Honestly, my job is to tell jokes, and whoever is powerful, so bite me.
Yeah, you don't even have to. Yeah, but we don't even have to apologize to that guy. What kind of moron? You know, the Cheney's approval rating today is at 18%.
That's exhilarating.
It is exhilarating, but that guy is one of 18%, which must mean he didn't seem like he was a mentally challenged or retarded. But I don't see how anybody can defend the conservative agenda at all.
He's a rebel with
the evidence that's out there.
He's a rebel. 18% popularity. The guy's got to be a rebel.
He was saying, we just need to focus. We're having a hard time getting our points out there. Our propaganda isn't working. Thank God it's about time. Let's take this call. That guy's been hanging on for a while. Mike in L.A., how are you?
Hey, I wanted to talk about this shocking and disgusting lack of leadership that we're seeing right now.
Thank God.
Last night, when Mike Dunleavy took Elton Brand out of the game in the fourth quarter, I mean, when are the Clippers going to learn that if they're going to compete in this game, they got to rely on celebrity and star power?
Mike, you got to call back tomorrow when there's people here that understand basketball.
All right, I love you, Mark Maron.
Thanks, buddy. Take it easy.
Nice one.
That was a good one. Clippers talk, fella. The Clippers talk. That's on here a lot. Yeah, now, are you a huge baseball fan, yes?
I am a huge baseball fan, yes.
Now, when does that season start? I wish I was programmed to do
sports. Quite soon. For yeah. April.
Who's your team, man?
The San Francisco Giants. I'm from San Francisco. So our team is very aged this year. We're represented by the AARP. there is going to be complimentary Walker and a Rascal Rides to First, is my understanding. Not that I've been working on this at all, but...
Ramps.
Ramps, yeah.
Can we learn something about Jim Merle? Now, are you a sports fan? Because we don't know each other that well, and I have nothing against sports, yeah. But I don't respond to them as most males do.
There's a reason we don't know each other very well, because you're standoffish. But other than that, sports?
Yeah.
I don't know. So, you know, I really do like sports, but there aren't any... I don't believe there are real sports going on anymore.
Yeah. What does that mean, Jim?
I don't know. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
You're right. In the old days, they had sports like jousting and whatnot. And yeah. That was awesome.
Oh, man. Filbert's right.
Filbert is right.
Filbert.
Their message is being obscured by the amount of corruption. That's distracting
exactly
me
right.
from the message.
Real sport.
I've never heard a conservative actually try to make that argument that our message is being obscured. That was the lamest attempt at a conservative trying to stand up for himself that I've ever heard in my life.
I like the idea that going to a comedy show and then complaining that the comic was making fun. Well, I think you'll find that if I don't make fun, it's more of a lecture than a comedy show.
Yeah, that would be my comedy shows occasionally.
I've seen your show.
No, I don't. I don't lecture. What I usually do is I fester about myself, and then I get everyone at the existential breaking point where they're about to, they do that weird cry laughing where they're like, and then I throw a little politics in.
And then
I drain them like a pain sponge, Jim.
Pain sponge.
Pain sponge is Jim's favorite word. Let's take this call from Matt in L.A. What's up, Matt? What's on your mind? Let me push the button. How are you, Matt?
Yeah, hey, Mark, congratulations. I'm so glad you're back.
Thanks, man.
I would wake up early in the morning to hear your show. And I saw you at Upright Citizens Brigade a few weeks ago. And this is your forte, radio.
Thanks, man.
But listen, I got a suggestion for these conservatives. I'm a lawyer, and I was my family is all located in Texas, and all Republicans and conservatives. So
it's a law to be. It used to be a Democratic state. Were they always Republicans and conservatives?
No, LBJ.
Sure. But your family always Republicans?
Oh yeah, yeah.
So how do you handle that?
But not all of them, but my immediate family. Well, here's my suggestion. I discovered it because we took a drive. We got hit by Rita, the second hurricane. So we took a drive from Dallas down to visit my dad. And I had my brother-in-law, who's a real conservative guy, who thinks he knows about global warming, but of course he knows nothing about it. So I use the Socratic method with him. And I recommend that. You start by asking them what they know, and you penetrate. You know how everybody has these filters? You hear Jeanine talk about, rant and rant. We can rant and rant and rant.
Sure.
But people, unless you make people realize that they don't know what they don't know, it's sort of like Donald Rumsfeld. He did sort of make sense. There's the things we know.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Right.
And
so you'd call it, there's a little language problem, but he was just getting comfortable. But that's a good point.
He was a lawyer?
Yeah. When you get comfortable.
Because he lost me at hello. Counselor?
Bring back Filbert.
No, but...
Filbert was concise.
I think
it made sense.
I think there's some interesting happening, though. Do you have any conservative friends? Now, I don't.
I do, actually. I have a couple of workmates that are conservative, and one of whom I would be in a foxhole with, quite frankly, much more than some of my liberal friends.
Now,
but it's just simply a matter of we don't just take it up all the time and have at it, you know?
No, they don't like to talk about politics. A lot of them hide it.
He'll bring up something weird occasionally. Like, he'll go, yeah, Bill Clinton did the thing.
Clinton.
Right, and you go, but that was ages ago.
Yeah,
ancient history is George Bush.
I think the approach now to take is if you have conservative friends, you should really just say, I'm concerned about you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a little concerned.
Haven't you noticed with audiences, though, especially in the last year, I think, they go bananas now. I mean, where they used to be more reticent and give you the ooh on Bush and Cheney, now, especially with Cheney, it's just open field running and everybody's into it. And And I always use that as the barometer because I'm shallow and everything revolves around me. So
that's not true. You're a very provocative comic, and you take chances up there. And the truth of the matter is something has turned, and I think people were afraid for a long time.
Weren't they just?
Yeah, to laugh at Bush. And that was what killed me. I'm so glad that they didn't succeed in defeating comedy. Because comedy, the history of comedy is by and large liberal reactionary, at least since the 60s.
Yeah.
That's what's funny, is fighting these idiots.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, when Clinton was president, I believe we all made Clinton jokes for 8 years.
Absolutely.
So it wasn't like we went, everything he does is good, and then everything... It's not a matter of that.
But it was fun-spirited. You got to remember that. Now we seek to...
Peace and prosperity.
Yeah, we seek to take this guy down.
Well, yeah, because he's been an evil, evil raccoon for the last 5 years.
34%. That's what his approval rating's at.
Dude,
34%.
I heard what you were saying earlier, and I think it's true.
Yeah.
They have they've left themselves too much time. In one way, they will limp to a close on this. Someone's going to go, whether it's Cheney or Bush, because they've simply left too much legal time to get something going. And they've hit rock bottom, I think,
they
in
absolutely
a lot
have.
Of ways.
I think they're going to hang Cheney out to dry. I think that all of a sudden those 250 emails of between him and Libby show up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? You know, like a week after he blows some guys in the face, he just hits them with the shotgun. I think they're going to hang him out to dry. They're just trying to figure out who to stick in there that's going to be a good candidate to run against Hillary.
I couldn't agree more. Someone has got to go in that they can move forward. And I think that this even might even be part of their plan, that they had no intention of letting Cheney stay for the second term because, one, he's too unhealthy. But now after these hideous turns of events the last couple of months, it seems clear that...
But how conspiracy-minded are you? Do you think they plan to have Cheney shoot that guy in the head?
I wouldn't go that far, but...
I'm tired of giving these guys credit, because that's a weird thing that we do, is that we always second-guess ourselves, and we're like, Rove is probably making it rain.
Yeah.
So I know.
It gets a little too weird. I think it was a drunken afternoon, you know,
fucking
all. But I do think that it serves their purposes to put someone in that they can run.
Yeah.
And that they can run against Hillary specifically. So.
Now, are you going abroad at all anymore? Do you go?
I do. I was in London 2 weeks ago. In fact, when the Cheney thing happened, I was in England. And it was, I think what they reported was he was on a tri-state crime spree and had knocked over a stop-and-go in Oklahoma City, had taken hostages and was armed and dangerous, terminated with extreme prejudice.
That's probably where Philbert saw you.
Different take in England.
So now when you go abroad, did I talk to you about this? Were you actually deported once from?
I was, yeah. I killed a guy in a town called Scunthorpe.
Uh-huh.
And thank you. And I was forced to leave for a brief time. And then I've been back since then. They seem to have forgiven me.
How does that look when you're deported from somewhere?
Well, I wasn't physically. Well, the thing is, I had to wear like one of those little soft caps and carry a valise, and I wore a suit with no tie and a little collarless shirt, and I trudged up a plank, and Lee Ullman was with me. Horrible experience. It really, really was.
But that's going to be released on DVD soon, right?
They got my name wrong. Uh-huh. My name is Carson, but somehow the town I'm from is Proops, and so when I said where I was from, like in The Godfather, they wrote Proops on my...
Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty hectic.
That is incredible. So, Greg, so you're going to be at... Largo, March
28th. So if you're streaming, I'm in Cleveland, I believe, in the week after next.
GregProops.com. You're listening to Progressive Talk AM 1150. Thanks for coming. Come by again, will you?
My pleasure, pal. Good luck. Happy launching.
Almost any night you can come. We'll be back with Jim. We'll be back with the closing statements. We'll be back with the short order news. So hang out. 49 past. Who's that whispering?